Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Open the Eyes of My Heart, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Our Gracious Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
If you'll open the eyes of your heart, He will speak to you today in such a miraculous way. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Power and love to please and call me home.
see you, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yes, you are.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Have gracious Creator, taken from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Before we read these scriptures, you know, God is revealed in the Bible as infinite, as eternal, as self-existent, and who is the first cause today of all that is. I mean, today, if there was no God, there would not be nothing. And even before there was anything, there was God. Now, I know today that we're dealing in an age and a time that science tries to somewhat discredit God, His creative acts, and His great works, and how He fearfully and wonderfully made you and I, that we are made of God, and we have His breath in us. I mean, we've got all kinds of concepts, ideas, and theologies of the world that today would say otherwise, but God's Word says that God has always been and God shall always be. And so I receive that today, that He is basically the first cause of all, everything, all that is today. So never that was there a moment that God did not exist. And Scripture gives evidence of that, because Moses confirmed this by saying that before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Now, the question that we've got to remember today, or think about and ponder, that we may say, yes, I believe there is a God. I believe that God is the God of creation. I believe God spoke it into existence. I believe God said, let there be, and there was. I believe everything the Bible says about God. But the question is, have you believed the part of knowing Him as your personal Savior? See, today it's just not the fact that He is a God who sits on a throne, and He is a God who spoke into existence the very world in which we live upon, and that the very breath that we have in our being today, He gave us that. But more important today is that He is a part of your life, that you know Him, that He's a part of your living today. God existed infinitely and eternally before creating the entire universe. Before there was an animal, before there was light, before there was anything, there has always been God. So He is above. He is independent of all, prior to all that was created. And by the way, God does not need our advice on how to run the world. We need His advice on how to live in this world. And we're a lot smarter today if we will listen to the Lord and let Him guide and direct our lives. Other ancient religions, basically, when speaking of creation, indicate it came about out of something that was already there. Now, the Bible looks at history today, and the process that God uses today is a linear way, that with a God-given goal. God had a process. God had a goal in all that He has accomplished and does. So God has a plan in creation. God just didn't get bored one day and say, man, I don't have a thing to do. I think I'll make animals and make plants and give light and moon and stars and all the constellation. No, it wasn't like that. God had a plan in everything that He has created. God has a plan for you today, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made of Him. You're His masterpiece of creation, so He will carry it out. Let's not forget this fact today, and let's hone in on the very fact today that He is, God is, the Creator. Now, as we look at the Scriptures today, we're all familiar with Genesis 1, 1 through 3, aren't we? For the Word says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, as you read on, God, of course, gives declaration of the other creative acts that He possessed and that He created. And so all these things, and it's just amazing that God said, let there be, and there was. And then God gets to the masterpiece, and God grabbed a handful of dirt,
formed it in His own image and gave it the very breath of life that it possesses. Man was made by God. So therefore, God got to the masterpiece, as I said before, of His creation. And today, to realize today that you today are important to God. Your life is important to God. Your living is important to God. How you conduct yourself is important to God. So you just are not cast on this earth, and you're not an accident. You were made of God, and you're here for a purpose. The thing that I want you to do is hone in on what that purpose that God has for your life. He didn't just put you on earth to breathe His air. He didn't just put you on earth, and many of us have the perception that, well, I'm just kind of getting along to go along, or going along to get along, as the old saying goes, or I'm just surviving. We've coined all those phrases that the world has filled our mind with as far as we just are existing, and that's all. And God just didn't create you to exist. God created you today to be mightily blessed of the Lord. Amen. And that's His desire. And you can be. That's the amazing part is, God wants to bless you. God wants to do something miraculous in your living today. So our lives need to be anchored on the truth of the gospel. If you today are not anchoring your life on what God has said and what God has proclaimed, then you're totally missing the mark. So we need our lives to be centered on this God's glorious goodness today. And let me tell you what, God's still a good God. Now, I know today that a lot of things have been said about God today and declaring that He is not a good God. God is good in everything that He does. You say, well, preacher, I mean, all these natural disasters that we encounter and the problems that I have in my life and the loss that I encounter in life and the struggles that I go through. How can you say that God is a good God? Because His Word declares it, and because that He is. That is His nature today. That's a part of living. And the part of living today that we face, that we kind of throw it back in God's face, is it's because of our own sin today, many times, that we find ourselves in the position and the place that we're in. And so going back to the book of Genesis, God gave Adam and Eve a total rule and reign of this earth. And of course, we know what they did. God said, do not. And He gave him one specific, and they did what God said, don't do. So sin entered the world. See, our problem with our world today, we can talk about politics, we can talk about economy, we can talk about morals, we can talk about everything under the sun. But it all comes down to the point today that we've got a sin problem on planet Earth. Because our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked, as the Word of God says. So therefore today, the problems that we have in this world is all rooted back to the issue of sin. But glory be unto God, the same God that was creating this earth, the same God that spoke it into existence, the same God who also possesses that He is a triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Some people have this mentality, well, Jesus didn't come along until Bethlehem. Jesus was there in the creative acts of God. He has always been. He will always be. He today is the second person in the Trinity or the triune of God.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.